Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System. Christus Spahn Health System is making a multi-million dollar investment in the health of Coastal Bend families with a new shoreline tower featuring state-of-the-art life-saving medical technology for a growing community. More information is available at ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The Lord be with you. Good morning to everyone. My dear family, we come dedicating this day to our Lord, and in doing so, we are able to receive from him all that is the good that our God always consists of. We welcome all of you visiting us here at the Cathedral. Welcome to your home away from home, but also to all of you joining us via television, radio, and internet. We welcome all of you, and as always, we carry you in our prayers each and every day here at the Cathedral family, and praying that each and every day is filled with the love, peace, and joy of God our Father. In a special way to those of you who are joining us via television, radio, and internet, and particularly internet, from the Odessa area. We pray for your community this day that is suffering from the senseless acts of violence that has shattered the peace of your community. My dear family, we gather with all of them because it has hit here in our area because there are sons who belong to our diocese who were affected, who were victims, and those parents are racing to be by their side today. We carry you this day in a very special way, that God's peace will be upon all of you, and that we will indeed remember always when one member of the body is hurting, we are all hurting with you, and we carry you always in our prayer. Realizing that God's goodness is with us, and He calls us to be that goodness to each other, let us turn to the Father, knowing that He will forgive us for the times that we have failed to do so. Lord Jesus, you are mighty God and Prince of Peace. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are Son of God and Son of Mary. Christ, have mercy. And Lord Jesus, you are Word made flesh and splendor of the Father. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, heavenly King, O God, Almighty
Let us pray. God of might, giver of every good gift, put into our hearts the love of your name, so that by deepening our sense of reverence, you may nurture in us what is good, and by your watchful care, keep safe what you have nurtured. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Sirach. My child, conduct your affairs with humility, and you will be loved more than a giver of gifts. Humble yourself the more, the greater you are, and you will find favor with God. What is too sublime for you, do not seek. Into things beyond your strength, search not. The mind of a sage appreciates proverbs, and an attentive ear is the joy of the wise. Water clenches a flaming fire, and alms atone for sins. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, you have not approached that which could be touched, and a blazing fire, and gloomy darkness, and storm, and a trumpet blast, and a voice speaking words such that those who heard begged that no message be further addressed to them. No. You have approached Mount Zion and the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and countless angels in festal gathering, and the assembly of the firstborn enrolled in heaven, and God, the judge of all, and the spirits of the just made perfect, and Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and the sprinkled blood that speaks more eloquently than that of Abel. The word of the Lord.
Be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees, and the people there were observing him carefully. He told a parable to those who had been invited, noticing how they were choosing the places of honor at the table. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not recline at table in the place of honor. A more distinguished guest than you may have been invited by him, and the host who invited both of you and may approach you and say, "Give your place to this man," and then you would proceed with embarrassment to take the lowest place. Rather, when you are invited, go and take the lowest place, so that when the host comes to you, he may say, "My friend, move up to a higher position." Then you will enjoy the esteem of your companions at the table, for everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Then he said to the host who invited him, "When you hold a lunch or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or your wealthy neighbors, in case they may invite you back and you have repayment. Rather, when you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. Blessed indeed will you be because of their inability to repay you. For you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." The Gospel of the Lord.
A few years back, when I was first here at the cathedral, I was adjusting myself to the setting. And as you know, we have a lot of our brothers and sisters who have no place to call home, who arrive here on these grounds. But I remember a particular day where the doorbell rang midday, and I opened it, and I saw who it was, and asked, "Can I help you?" He said, "Father, I'm just trying to get something, food, water." And I says, "Okay, give me a second. Our custom here is to make sure they receive, you know, water or food or something that can nourish them." And so as I came back, I gave him what he asked for, and then of course I gave him a voucher to go over to one of the shelters here. And then I asked him, "Do you know who I am?" And he says, "No, you're one of the priests here." He's like, "No, though that's true, it's me, Peter." And he just looked at me. You see, he didn't recognize me. He simply recognized me as one of the priests of the cathedral. But I recognized him. You see, the one standing before me, if I can ever get this microphone to stick, was my youth minister when I was growing up. And how powerful of a moment that was for me to see him. And then we dialogued just very briefly and gave him a hug and he went on his way. And you see, many a times we have those encounters, but we're blind. We're blind to see the real person. We only see the circumstance that they have found themselves in. Family, when you only see the circumstance someone has found themselves in, then you have the spirit of arrogance and pride. Because arrogance and pride will only let you see, perhaps, the result of, perhaps something of their own actions, yes. But to conduct your affairs in humility, as the book of Sirach reminds you, will draw you to see the person. The person that you have there before you. And many a times God will send people into your life to minister to you and to me. Because at that moment, there was a conversion in my heart that was taking place more and more. God was working on this heart, as he continues to work on all of your hearts as well. Because your hearts are not perfected yet. None of our hearts are. And if you think it is, ever more so must you humble yourself today to realize that you're not there yet, nor am I. And on that day, I certainly was not. Because perhaps before that moment, that encounter, I was not as open or compassionate. And perhaps my own pride and my own arrogance kept me from seeing a person and led me to simply see a circumstance. And when I think of this particular passage from the book of Sirach, I'm drawn to the book of Kings, where the Lord is addressing Solomon, and he is telling Solomon, "Solomon, because you have not asked for a long life, nor riches, nor the lives of your enemies, I do as you request." And what was it that he requested? "Lord, give me a heart that is wise and understanding." Family, when was the last time we humbled ourselves before the Lord and asked for a heart wise and understanding. Because we need that ever so more in our world today. Because in many parts of our world, people have stopped trying to understand each other, which is why they're at odds. People are now trusting human wisdom over divine. There is no such thing as human wisdom, by the way. That's pride. And pride only leads to blindness, and pride only leads to deafness. And it leads you to a closed heart. But humility will let you see and will let you hear and will lead you to understand and to the wisdom you need to do what God wants you to do. And I am not just talking about all our brothers and sisters who are the least among us. I'm talking within your own families. Because within your own families, there are the least among. Those who want your understanding. Those who want your counsel. Those who want to be able to pour everything out to you. And should be able to do that freely. But many a times, they become scared. What will mom think? What will dad think if I tell them I did? I assure you, my dear young people, whatever it may be, mom and dad will tell you, I love you. You're my son. You're my daughter. Circumstance won't change that. Isn't that right, moms and dads? How I pray, your answer is, absolutely, Father. That's a heart wise in understanding. Well, when we look at our parents, we who are the children, and see how at times they become the least among. When my dear young people, all they want is a little bit of the time you give all to your friends. Humble yourself and give that time to your parents and never make an excuse not to have enough time to be with them. Your true friends, they will understand. They will. In fact, they'll be inspired by you rather than you be influenced by them. That's humility. Is coming to that point in your own life where you see what must be seen, not what you want to see, not what I want to see, but what you are drawn to see by God. And therefore, you become the blessing that God always wants you and me to be for others, as Jesus is that blessing. Because as the gospel says to you and me, those who are humble will be exalted. You will. You will be exalted by God and you will receive the riches of all riches, which is the gift of love. But family, we must do our part to conduct all our affairs in that grace of humility. For we don't expect. We simply desire to share. Share what? What must be shared at that moment, in whatever that moment is asking of you. Spouses with each other, when you have your spats. Every couple, every once in a while, has a disagreement. I've yet to meet the perfect couple. And if you're that couple, please stand so I can bow before you. And if you stand, you're prideful. Humble yourself. No. But when you conduct that particular moment in the grace of humility, I assure you, you will respond to each other and not react. And with that response will come a resolution. And that resolution will keep the peace. And that peace will keep that love flowing one to the other. And the same with your children, and children with your parents, and family members with your family members. Pride will only continue to tempt you to build a wall in your relationships. Humility will help you keep that bridge open, where you communicate verbally and non-verbally, and your actions will speak much more profoundly and offer so much more than the words we can ever speak. That's what Jesus did. Jesus, yes, he said a lot, but those words did not compare to what he has shown us. And that's why it's so important, my dear family, that we recall that wonderful gift of humility that we must always keep before us, so that when we encounter what we must encounter in this world, we make known what Christ has made known to us, his presence, and in that presence, the sharing of his love. May this be what you ask of God, that you may always do to conduct your affairs in that gift of humility that will always assure you of what will be returned to you 100-fold, and allow you to hold dear to what God wants you to have, each other. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, in all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men, for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate, he suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess and baptize for the remission of sins, and look forward to the resurrection of the dead, and the life of the world to come. Amen. My dear family, with great trust in our Father's love for us, let us present to him the needs we now offer.
For the church, for all who labor with the poor, the homeless, the unemployed, the forgotten, and the needy, that they may realize the fruits of their labor and the difference they make, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That all people around the world who are able to work may have employment that is safe, satisfying, and useful, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those whose labor contributes to the well-being of the nation, as we celebrate this Labor Day holiday, for dignity, respect, and just wages for all, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who care for their children or parents, for volunteers, and for all who labor without pay, that they may be rewarded for their work in ways beyond measure, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the Lord give members of our military courage and strength against all enemies, both spiritual and physical, and hasten their safe journey back to their homes and loved ones. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Now for the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Marcelino B. Gonzalez, Jesusita J. Canales, Delia Farias, Ruben Moreno, Frank Garza Jr., Connie Bilkey, Judy Gilbreth, and Teresita Brand, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Now, my dear friends, let us pray for all of those prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these, our personal needs, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
My dear family, let us also pray for all those whose communities have been shattered by acts of violence, that the peace of Christ embrace them and the holy angels continue to watch over them. We pray to the Lord. And let us pray for all of our brothers and sisters along the Florida and Carolina coast, who are preparing for the arrival of the hurricane Dorian. Let us pray for them that they be guarded by the holy angels and that the storm will lose its strength before it arrives. We pray to the Lord. Loving Father, all of this we do ask through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Into service, for in your great name we
Acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May this sacred offering, O Lord, confer on us always the blessing of salvation, that what is celebrated in mystery, it may accomplish in power. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For by his birth he brought renewal to humanity's fallen state, and by his suffering canceled out our sins. By his rising from the dead he has opened the way to eternal life, and by ascending to you, O Father, he has unlocked the gates of heaven. And so with the company of angels and saints, we sing the hymn of your praise as without end we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, once more giving thanks, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity together with Francis, our Pope, Michael, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember all our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles, and all the saints, who have pleased you throughout the ages. May we merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Together at the Savior's command, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ, for the kingdom and the power of our Lord. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us offer each other a sign of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Your ear to me and save me. O
Renewed by this bread from the heavenly table, we beseech you, Lord, that being the food of charity, it may confirm our hearts and stir us to serve you in our neighbor. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Just one announcement. The parish office will be closed tomorrow in observance of Labor Day. And all of you who are off, enjoy your day off. Extended weekend. Good for you. But be good to those who are working tomorrow if you visit restaurants, okay? So be good to them because they are still working. But please enjoy this time together and give thanks to God for the gift of his love. And let us approach this week being humble in everything the Lord asks us to do. The Lord be with you. And may the blessings of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit come upon you and remain with you forever. Amen. Thanks be to God. Have a very blessed Sunday, all of you. Please turn to one another, wish each other a blessed Sunday.
Father Peter Lisandro, Rector of the Corpus Christi Cathedral. And on behalf of Bishop Mulvey and the Cathedral family, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with his love, peace, and joy. And may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by Christus Spahn Health System, making a multi-million dollar investment in a new state-of-the-art shoreline tower. For more information on the region's most advanced medical center with skilled physicians and highly specialized services like trauma, heart, surgery, and urology all under one roof, log on to ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their continuing support of the Cathedral Sunday Mass. If you have been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.